Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The World Show with Nikki B.
But right now we have, for me, one of the most important musicians, certainly of my lifetime. Crossing over to Pops Mohammed. Welcome always to The World Show, Pops.
Thank you very much, Nikki, for inviting me. Always a pleasure to be talking to you.
Yes, likewise, Pops. Well, you know, you are just such an inspiration, I think, to me and to so many other people, because Pops, you're always busy and you always look at the bright side of life. You always see the positive. And you've been quite busy during the lockdown.
Yes, extremely busy.
Yes.
No more than ever.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we were all in people say quarantine, but we as musicians, and even you,
yes,
the radio presenter, we've been quarantining all our lives.
Absolutely.
In studios, you were late night, so we've been in quarantine all our lives, but then since COVID came, now you have to start thinking out of the box because we can't perform live anymore.
Yes.
You know, so how do artists or people in the performing arts earn a living to put bread and butter on the table?
Yes.
Because we don't have grants. You know, you drive in the car at the end of the month and you see people queuing and getting 350 rand grants, you know, from
yes,
the government. Rightfully so, they deserve it. And then you say, where are the queues for musicians? You know what I say?
Absolutely.
There's no queue, no gigs, no nothing.
No nothing,
so
yes.
Yeah, you're sitting now, you're in quarantine, and you try to think out of the box, and you say to yourself, oh my God, there is no box anymore to think out of. It's crunch
yes,
time.
Because before this all happened, you were doing a weekly gig that you were doing. And I mean, yes, and that also helps, you know, even if these are small, intimate gigs. I know what you mean from being a DJ. There have been obviously no gigs, and we can't see where they'll be in the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, and then I realized there is no box anymore. So what do you do? How do you use this time in quarantine to make it something that you love, turn it into something that you love instead of feeling sorry for yourself, like, oh, I got no money, I don't have this.
Yes.
You know, and then I think to myself, listen, man, you are Pops Mohammed. You are your own industry.
Yes.
Bring back the Pops Mohammed that you know, because let's face it, everyone was down.
Yes.
You know, everybody, there's a lot of people who are still down. And I'm sitting here, I'm saying to myself, I've got a recording studio, I've got a video camera, I've got this and I've got that. What am I waiting for? And that's when I just jumped in, you know, and I never looked back even up to now.
Yes.
I kept myself extremely busy doing some of these online concerts for COVID-19, you know, raising funds and things like that.
Yes.
And then, of course, I created my own show, which is broadcast, which we pre-record at my house, which is now called Through My Lens.
Yes, well, continue.
It's an online concert, which is still currently available if people want to view it. It's called Through My Lens. What Through My Lens is, it's a show that I'll be having every second week featuring different artists. So on this program, what people need to do, like the first session was myself doing just solo, only on the Quran, not any other instruments. And what I did, I took a look at the past, you know,
yes,
and honoring those from the past and the person, of course, who I honored on this particular show was Sipho Kumede.
Yes.
Called Stay in Touch, which was a dedication to him. And of course, it was a rare video which was hardly played by the SABC. Very few people know about the video, so I choose to show rare videos that people haven't seen before. And you know, people go like, wow, how come I didn't hear this track? I don't know this at all, you know?
Yes.
And then also I feature what I'm doing currently in studio and then continue playing a few songs and I chat to the people and I talk about what I'm doing online and what I'm planning to do in the future. And then I play some more and have another chat. Oh, by the way, you know, you know, this album has been released. I've just reissued Kalamazoo and Society Vibes, which features the track African Sketches.
Yes.
And you know, I had to do video editing as well, now just to get into stuff.
Yes.
So I'm editing my own videos. So I edited this track, African Sketches, which is due to be released very soon.
Yes.
So yes, in the creative space, I think I've been very, very extremely busy, sometimes highly stressed.
Yes.
Because of the volume of work that you have or what you want to accomplish, you know?
Yes.
Such an extent that I feel there was one particular day that was very scary. I was in a buzz. When I woke up, I didn't even realize where I was. I was like, you know, so disorientated. And I was living in the now.
Yes.
Like, I know I'm back to the toilet now, but I don't remember I came back from the bedroom.
Yes.
So, and then me and my son went to visit a friend. And as we're driving, he's driving. I said, you know, we're going to see our cousin, your cousin. But I know we're going to see him, but I've just forgotten where we came from. I'm not actually recognizing the street, but I know where I'm going. So
yes.
It carried on the whole day.
Wow.
And that I didn't, and I thought, my God, what's happening to me? You know, am I got a brain tumor or something?
Yes.
But then that evening, just before I went to bed, I rubbed my neck and everything, and I realized on my right shoulder there was a big knot.
Yes.
I had to break it by and I, you know, just took some pain tablets and slept. Woke up the next morning and I just said, please God, not that feeling again, because
yes.
I'll have to see a doctor. Luckily, it was all fine. But then that was all stress related, you know.
Yes.
And then I said, no, today it's me time. I'm doing absolutely nothing.
Yes.
So I did absolutely nothing. I just sat on the computer and see what I've achieved in the last few days. And I said, damn, no wonder you felt like this.
Well, I can imagine, Pops, because I know from myself, the archives that I have are just so huge. It's quite an overwhelming thought to think about going through them. And I can imagine for you, it's pretty similar, if not even worse, because over the years, you've recorded so many things for so many different reasons. You've got snapshots and videos of so many shows you've performed at different styles, different moments, places you've been. So I can imagine that it is quite an overwhelming idea but at the same time, as you say, the lockdown has kind of given us the space to actually, attack those archives and to say, okay,
exactly.
Let me delve in and even rediscover things, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's
yes.
what I've been going through. And then I discover videotapes, you know, actual videotapes of my travels through the world with people like the late Moses Taiwa, you know?
Yes.
And then it's like the other side of Moses, the side that people don't know, when we all are just having a chat with Shaloza Max. And I'm stressed out, like, my God, I've forgotten about this. People need to see this, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So it's all these things that's working in your mind, and you're working on this project on my new release, but I'm thinking about this tape that I've discovered of Moses and so many things of people that long gone, and I'm sitting on this valuable material which I have to share with the world. And
absolutely.
Those things cause a lot of nice stress.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's hear this track, African Sketches, and it is going to be featured on this new release. And is there anything you want to say about this track before I play it, Pops?
Well, the Pops Muhammad that people know of today, I mean, the people who discovered Pops Muhammad, say, since the late 90s into 2000, don't know the pop from back then, from the early 90s.
Yes.
This is a completely different Pops Muhammad. When you say African Sketches, I get goosebumps because I play guitar on the track.
Yes.
It's off from the album Society Vibe, me and McCoy Mkhwata.
Yes.
Which has just been issued. And there's physical copies, CD copies for people to get it. And I've prepared this track so well. that I even cut the video. So it gives me goosebumps, and I'm surprised that you're choosing this track, because even the music in the background, like the keyboards and the drum sequencing and all that stuff that I programmed in the studio, and it's like a one-man band kind of thing.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, let me show the people the pops that they don't know on guitar. So, by the way, that track was inspired by Jonathan Butler's 7th Avenue.
Okay.
And yet Jonathan, you know, he listened to it once back then and he says, hey, pops, Jules was acting as well. It's like that.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, let's hear the track, and then we're going to continue chatting about the work that you're doing at the moment and a whole lot more. I'm Nikki B, speaking to Pops Mohammed on The World Show, and this one is African Sketches. As he said, a track he originally did with McCoy Mugubaita, and he is going to be releasing it. It is available. So it is The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Sketches. Yeah, I can see African sketches in my mind.
Kaya FM 95.9. Thank you, Pops, for reminding me about that beautiful song. I've got the original album. Thank you for reminding me about it. Pops Mohammed, African Sketches. Wow.
Yeah, it was a turning point of my life at the time.
Yes.
You know, and setting up my own record label at that time. And it was my first recording, I mean, my first independent recording on a four-track recording desk. It was called a Porter Studio with only four tracks.
Yes.
And I remember I didn't have a reverb machine back in those days. You know, I was still struggling to put a studio together. And McCoy said, I need some echo here, man, like reverb. And I said, oh, okay, and I put him in the bathroom because the bathroom has got like an echo.
Yes.
We used the reverb of the bathroom, actually, to create a reverb. So the same as the guitar, the reverb that you're hearing there, I recorded the guitar in the bathroom. I carried the recording machine in the bathroom and did that, you know.
And, amazing.
Yeah, I bring back memories. And then the cassettes, it was first released on a cassette.
Yes.
So I bought myself a stencil, and I bought a whole lot of blank cassettes, and I dubbed all these cassettes, like 100, and I had to print the cassettes at the post office, you know, making prints of the cover. Man, it was a mission, you know.
Yes.
Like, you don't have the money, you know, and I did it. And at the same time, Don Laka was doing the same thing with Boom Shaka.
Yes.
We were both in the same boat. He also recorded on a four-track recorder. So we both were walking right from Jeppy's Town right up to Mayfair, from one shop to the other, with these cassettes. He was selling Boom Shaka, and I'm selling
amazing
Society Vibes. Yeah, so
yes,
it brings back good memories. And I'm very happy to say that people are still buying the physical copy and digital downloads on Society Vibes. It's a very, very, very strong album now that I'm thinking about it, you know, because it features prints on the album as well.
Yes.
And then the famous track, Ahoma Trofo.
Yes.
Which has been well executed, which was one of Fela Kuti's tracks, you know.
Yes. But so, I also love, you know, when I listen to that song, it also reminds me of your roots. You know, it's where you came from, actually. It's got that old school vibe, and it's just so warm with that, you know. And
very primitive.
But again, Pops, it shows, you know, the fact that you always and still do just get on with things. Now, talk about Society Vibes for a minute. Society Vibes, I think, was what you started with McCoy, and it was like one of your ongoing projects.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually brought me a lot of gigs. in McCoy as well. And I couldn't afford to even print it on CD because we were selling out of plastic bags to the record stores. And then Damon Forbes heard the track because I went to a CD plant and I asked them just to print me one CD. And they said, look, you need to order 250. But yes, we do this favor. They just made a CD copy for me from a computer. And then I brought it to you, Nikki, and you played that CD.
Yes.
If you remember.
I do. And as I said, I've still got it. Yes.
That CD.
Yes.
And I paid like something like 50 Rand, which was a lot of money in those days, because they especially had to do it for me. And that's when Damon from Sheer Sound heard the album playing on your station.
Okay.
And he approached me and he said, Pops, I can give you more mileage because apparently you're selling cassettes.
Yes.
What format did you give your radio station? I said, I gave them my only CD copy that I had. And he said, don't you have? I said, no, I don't. I had to pay to make it. And he offered to license the track from the album from me.
Yes.
Cassette, and then it went nationwide, and that's when it picked up.
Yes.
But the good thing is, for the listeners out there, is that those who still have cassette players, I still have a whole lot, because CDs took over. I have a whole lot of those original cassettes, which was handmade from my home in Orange Grove.
Yes.
That I want to start actually selling, you know. I kept it for years, and I just thought, well, what's going to happen? People don't play cassettes anymore. But I think people would just love to have the original copy, even if it's in cassette form. And
well, you actually, I think the last time I saw you, you gave me one. And
I gave you.
Yes. And that is around the fact that you have now, how do I put it? You've got the rights for all your music back.
That's another thing, a big achievement. It took me almost like 3 to 4 years to get all my masters back from all the record labels.
Yes.
And it was a bit of a tough one, you know, to actually have your masters with you.
Yes.
It was a long road, you know, but eventually, I think it was until 2 years ago when I got all my masters. So I have all my titles now with me. And people could just, you know, snap fingers. Oh, I want to. How Far Have We Come? Oh, we want the Black Disco. Oh, we want that.
Yes.
You know,
and also you've got access to rework them how you want to rework them, to remaster them if you want to release them as you want to.
Well, now that you're saying so, we are remastering Black Disco 1, my very first album, my first album ever. Long before Society Vibes and all that.
What year was that released in Pops?
It was, I think, 1978.
Wow.
So we're reissuing that one, and then we're reissuing Black Disco 3.
Yes.
And that will be coming out. It's called 1 Plus 3.
I cannot wait for that. I think that is going to be something so special.
Going to be released on vinyl.
Yes. It's got to be released on vinyl as well. Absolutely. Now, Pops, I'm going to play another song. And this one, you released the song also on an album a while back, but you've just released it internationally. I think I saw on Facebook that you've it's just been released in Vietnam. Am I right?
Yes, the first release was in Vietnam last week Wednesday, because I performed there in Vietnam, and I thought I want to do something I've never done in my life before. So I the embassy contacted me, and they wanted some of my music, and, you know, just want to know more about me since I performed in Vietnam. And I sent it to them, and I thought, hold on, I could kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to scream through my lens in Vietnam.
Yes.
And that would be the first release of the album.
Fantastic.
So,
yes.
I mean, contacting the South African Embassy in Vietnam, and some friends that I have made, even the band that I performed with there. saying, listen, just spread the word. And Wednesday night, you guys can watch my online concert. And it's also going to be the release of my single. After a long time, I'm dropping an album.
Yes.
And the single, Arosa.
Yes.
Was dropped in Vietnam. And then I officially released in South Africa and the rest of the world yesterday.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Pops. And I have to make mention of this. But when I was preparing the show, I actually sent Pops a message and I said, Pops, how many albums have you released? Tell us, Pops.
We have this one, this album coming out now, which is called Tranquil. And
yes.
Arosa is on this album. It would be 40 albums.
40 albums. Absolutely amazing. And I think I was right when I said you have a close on 5 decades in the industry.
Yeah. So, I mean, this includes collaborations with different people, with Moses Mulekwa, Sipu Kumebe, Ayerto Morera, and all those guys, you know. So it's not just Pops Muhammad albums, it's collaborations and all that, all in one.
Yes.
Where I feature.
But again, that's part of your majesty. It wouldn't be Pops Muhammad without having albums that are collaborations. So as you say, you certainly have released 40, or we're about to get the 40th release, yes.
I remember writing back to you and I said, I think this calls for the celebration.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to have to talk more about that. Pops,
celebrate.
Yes, I've just got a message from Mark Roth in Switzerland and he says, Brah Pops for president. I love him with all my heart. Let's hear the track Arosa and we'll continue speaking to Pops on the other side of this one that's just been released locally and internationally and will be featured on Pops' upcoming album, Tranquil. It is The World Show. I'm Nikki B speaking to the man himself, Pops Muhammad.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. Always been one of my favorites. Arosa from Pops Muhammad. I remember when you released it the first time, Pops, and I think I was so excited about the song. And I think I even have a memory of you saying, Nikki, this is a song that's like something I haven't done before. And it still has that timeless quality. Thank you, Pops, for Arosa. Yes.
Well, Arosa, actually, Arosa is the name of a small town in Switzerland on the Swiss Alps. I was touring with Amampondo, Busim Flongo, and Max Lesser. This was in the early 2000s.
Yes.
And we got to this place, this little town on the Alps, called Arosa.
Yes.
So we performed there, and then that evening after the concert, it was during summer, and I'm sitting outside my hotel room, and I heard this Alp horn. It looks like a didgeridoo. Someone was blowing. It's a very long horn that they blow in the mountains, you know, like, and then it echoes through the valleys of the mountain, and that echo continues for a long time, and someone else on the other side of the Alps would respond and they would blow it back to that person. So these two side sounds are colliding and then someone else blows it and I thought, what the hang is this? And I asked Max Lesser and Diesel also and Busim Flongo said, what is that? It's so beautiful. I said, yes. And then Max Lesser said, no, this is the traditional instrument of Switzerland.
Yes.
This is how they have fun in the evening, like chill out time, they blow and it echoes through the mountains. And then you hear the sound of the birds and the eagles all together fused at one.
Yes.
As one, you know, and I thought, wow, I'm so inspired.
Yes.
And the next day, after our last concert there, we were there for 2 days, I sat down and I wrote this track, Arosa.
Yes. Amazing.
I wrote it. And then when I came home, I recorded it, and it was first released on an album called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
That's right, yes.
And the late Moses Kumalo was playing saxophone on it.
Yes, amazing.
You remember that track? Yes. That has got, in the middle, on the chorus of the song, it has like a kind of a quieto drum and bass feel. It speeds up and then it comes back again.
But, you know, this is the thing, Pops. If I look at, you know, your musical, your repertoire, you really have explored from the roots of South African jazz through to completely traditional sounds, through to electronic sounds, to even house music, ambient music. It's incredible. But do you feel that one of the things that remains with you is the sounds of nature?
I still love that so much, you know. You know that I've moved from Johannesburg to the East Rand.
Yes.
And I thought, my God, you know, where I lived in Johannesburg, there were all the sounds of nature where I was living.
Yes.
You know, the birds and all that stuff. And I said, oh, my God, man, you know, if we get that side. But luckily, you know, where I am now, there's nature. I mean, we have birds coming. I've got birds coming into my kitchen and they don't even mind me. They couldn't be bothered to just walk in. And I go like, yes, yes. So they chirp away and they're making their sounds. And I would often take out the microphone and just record them just for, you know, just for the record in case I need the sound of a bird or something like that.
Yes, because you've always incorporated bird sounds, sounds of water flowing.
Yes.
And you...
I've always done that.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, when I did an album called How Far Have We Come?
Yes. Well, that's a very definitive album. That one, it truly is a heritage album, that.
So that album actually reached numbers 14 on the world music charts. It was on the charts for almost 16 weeks.
Wow.
And for me, that in itself, like on the world music charts, it's like, damn.
Yes.
It held there. And even at Tower Records in London and all over Tower Records, including Fnac in
France.
It was like the album of the month. And every shop you went to in London, HMV, Virgin, or Tower Records, when you walk into these stores, you know how big these stores are.
Yes.
Like four stories.
The mega stores.
Yes. And there was, the album was packed there, so people don't have to look what's the album of the month. You just see everywhere How Far I've Become.
Yes.
And people just take a copy like, yeah, that's it. This is the album of the month they buy. And so that was quite something.
Yes.
So when I recorded How Far I've Become, when we were in the Kalahari Desert, recording the sound, the sun, you know. One night I took my DAP machine with two microphones and I just put a 90-minute DAP tape into the machine and I stuck out the two microphones for 90 minutes and I timed it.
Yes.
And it was just recording nature sounds late in the evening. And then the next day when I listened back, you could hear like a jackal sniffling at the mic, and you hear some sounds of insects and then the wind blowing, and then you hear a bee going by. So if you listen closely on How Far We Come on Spirit, right at the end there's a sound of a bee that just goes in stereo, like from the one ear to the other one, like you know. And then when we went to London like 6 months later to do the actual recording at the studio, I said to the engineer, I want you to take this DAT machine and record it on the big tape.
Yes.
All the way as a bed. You know, just under, like an underlay. So when the musicians came, we already had that stereo track. And he says, "My Pops, he has nothing on here." I said, "Listen closely." And he listened as it went along. He says, "Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a snake. It sounds scary." And he says, "What's the sound of that?" You know, and he could hear all these sounds. And you could even hear people walking by.
Yes.
And he says, "So you're leaving it as it is?" I said, "I'm leaving it as it is."
Yes, beautiful.
I recorded the whole album with the sound of the sand, the whole band and everything. And so if you listen to the album, here and there you hear these funny sounds popping out. It's because I had this underlay underneath.
Okay.
And I think that that was the beauty of that album. It's so alive.
Yes.
And that's what people felt, but they couldn't understand what was it of the album. It was that thing of sounds,
yes.
Of nature.
Yes. Yeah. And I think in many ways, you also use those, you know, you almost transcribe them in the way you play the kora, the mbira, even the guitar. Sometimes you, you somehow integrate it.
If you listen to closely to African Sketches, the guitar track, I mean, it's dominated by the guitar.
Yes.
And the mbira, but there's an undertone of field recordings that I've done. It's there.
Yes.
African Sketches.
Yes.
So you have to listen very carefully. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love, I mean, I'm a field recordist. You know, I love doing field recordings.
Yes.
It's very important in the work that I do.
Well, talking about that, Pops, the next track we're going to play is the Khoisan Healing Song. And that brings us to your journey with the Khoisan people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this you're talking about field trips. You went to the desert and stayed there to record with the Khoisan people. Yes.
This Khoisan Healing Song comes off from an album called Southern Rhythms. Now, if you remember, like 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, there was a TV series called Southern Rhythms, and I was a presenter myself, as well as the musician going through South Africa recording different cultures, sacred music within the different churches and all that, exploring, trying to find out, do all cultures believe in the same God? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I did all these field recordings with the indigenous people like the Zulus, the Vendas, the Khoisans. And then we did like imported religions like the Buddhists, you know, the Muslims and so forth and Jews. And then I fused the sounds of these different religions into one. So this healing track that you're about to play is off from that album, which I've just reissued as well.
Yes.
Southern Rhythms. It's available on digital download and physical copies as well. So that's a total fusion of my relationship with the Khoisan and sort of producing a sound that's like future South African music.
Yes.
Or I'll call it Jersey avant-garde, you know?
I love that, yes. And again, it shows another angle to Pops Mohammed, this very, very multi-dimensional musician. Let's hear the song, the Khoisan Healing Song.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to Pops Mohammed.
It's based on drum and bass, actually.
Well, in fact, that's, you know, now that you say that, you've been doing drum and bass before it even became a fashion, Pops.
It was in the early 90s when drum and bass was called jungle music in London.
That's right, yes.
And if you remember, I lived in London for a long time. It was during the times when I was working this album, How Far Have We Come? And I was very close to the producers of drum and bass, you know, LTJ Cool and all those guys. And I had my camera, video camera, and I used to film them in their studios doing all the programming of drum and bass, hip-hop, trip-hop, you know, two-step and garage and all those things. So that's where I learned the art of drum programming.
Yes.
And when I did this Khoisan healing track, and I thought, why don't I do an ambient drum and bass sound and put the Khoisan thing there, because it goes well with the clapping of the Khoisan people. So if you listen to the track, it's quite mad, but I enjoyed doing the track. I did everything at home and played all the instruments. But again, it features the kora in a very futuristic way, as well as the sound of the Khoisan actually saying that indigenous cultures still do contribute a lot, you know, in the 21st century.
Absolutely. And you're certainly one of those people that remind us of that. Here it is, the Khoisan Healing Song from tonight's special guest, Pops Mohammed, on The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Come on.
95.9, the Khoisan Healing Song, which will be featured on Pop's forthcoming album, Tranquil. Wow, Pop's, I think that is my current favorite. Oh, absolutely love that track.
I love the ending of the song. It's so far out in the galaxies. And
yes, yes, it is the ancient future, if you like.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I love those endings, you know.
Yes.
I think that's my strongest point on these kind of musics. Like, I want to have a killer ending on a track instead of just fading out.
Yes.
And have, like, this thing that's so dreamy, you know, the sound got to be. And basically, like, what I did on this track was sound designing.
Yes.
Sorry. But to fade out with a sound design that's very dreamy and... You think of the galaxies and things like that, you know?
Yes.
Like you listen to Steven Spielberg's movie tracks, the soundtracks and stuff like that, Star Wars and stuff. So I get very inspired by those movies as well.
Yes. And well, you've always done that, and I must say, as a DJ, it's a complete treat because it gives me a whole opportunity to blend those endings with other beginnings, you know? It's definitely been one of your signatures.
I want you to do something with the endings.
Yes.
Mm. No. Ending songs, no name.
Yes. But Pops, let's just go back. There's a couple more songs I want to play off this forthcoming release. But I just want to go back to, if people have just joined us, to what you are doing at the moment on Facebook, this series that you are doing. You just spoke about it. People can watch it, for now people can watch it on Facebook, and can they only watch it on that day, or do the videos stay up?
No, the video is staying up all the time because I've moved on, and I'm going to give you a secret, and I'm not supposed to say this. The next artist is going to be Femi Khoya.
Oh, fantastic.
I've already filmed him and everything, so Femi Khoya on the next Through My Lens, gonna
yes.
be absolutely stunning. But the reason why I'm leaving it up is that if people donate, you know, to this concert,
yes,
it would enable me to be able to pay artists, because I want to split even with artists, you know, and everything. It's a platform where I'll give artists an opportunity to come and talk about their lives, because Through My Lens is not just a music show. It's about the artist himself.
Yes.
Speaking what he's doing currently, like you interviewing me right now. And that's exactly what's happening through your lens, you know?
Yes.
But everything goes through my lens. I'm following you and I'm doing all this stuff. So this is going to be an ongoing show. So
yes.
And they will stay up there. So I think you'll realize that last week the show went on a world tour, actually.
Yes.
I've been screening in different countries. I started out in the U.S. The response was absolutely amazing. Then I went to Germany on Sunday, and then Monday in the U.K.
Yes.
Tuesday, I think I went to Scotland. Wednesday, Vietnam, and so on and so on. So I'm taking a bit of a break this weekend because I'm promoting this Arosa very seriously.
Yes.
Alongside Through My Lens. So... yeah, people could watch it anytime when they want to. It's up there. The guy who's administrating my Facebook account, I said to him, just leave it there. People can watch it anytime, you know?
Yes.
And people can donate anything that they want. So these funds I'll be using to bring better content and also to buy better cameras and equipment in the studio, so that when artists come here, they feel comfortable that, you know, Pops has got some decent equipment, but
yes.
also to bring better sound, better production,
yes.
and be able to say to the guys, this is how much funds have been donated. You guys can have the money, you split it among yourself. You know, I don't care to get paid. You know, I just want the artists to live, because as you know, artists are starving.
Well, you also have to live, Pops. I mean, you also an artist.
I'll take a percentage for my expenses and stuff like that. But the show is not about me. The show is about the artists. And therefore, I plead to the people that, you know, do support the show through my lens, it's not the Pops Mohammed show, it's a show for the artists.
Yes.
So I'm having Koya next. And then I'm also going to feature unknown artists, you know, because they're also starving.
Yes.
Poets, you just name it, you know.
Yes.
People that haven't heard before, but people who've got amazing talent. I want them to come as well, you know.
Yes.
Rappers, poets, just name it, you know. It's for everybody.
Yes.
All genres, you know. So this is what Through My Lens is about. And I'm trying to build it into an international show, and that's why I keep going on tour with the show.
Yes.
In a different country. I've just got a message from another friend of mine in Scotland Island, actually. And he saw the concert and he said, can you just do a repeat of the show?
Yes.
We want to watch it in Ireland.
Yes.
I said, well, mate, it's there all the time to watch anywhere in the world. So
yes.
I don't have to specifically aim at that country. It was just the promotion that I went on tour. But
yes.
It's there for anyone around the world to watch it now.
Fantastic,
so I've got that going, and so now I'm just working on the single, which I've released internationally. So I've got to capture all those boundaries around the world, you know.
Yes.
And following this tour of Through My Lens. And just try and play on that and just get the album out there, the single.
Yes.
While I'm still busy working on the album. I mean, the album, you've played the tracks of the album, and that's not mastered yet, you know?
Absolutely.
And the people who are listening to Kaya tonight, they are the first people in the world who's actually listening to the forthcoming album.
Thank you,
so
Pops.
It's quite a treat.
Yes.
Quite a treat for me also to listen to the tracks. I go like, Nikki's playing these tracks and I haven't even mastered.
Well, I wouldn't have known that you hadn't mastered them, to be honest. Now, let's hear another two tracks off the album, and I want to do back-to-back these. One is called The Whale Caller Theme Song, and the other one is another one. In fact, I fell in love with both of these. That's why I have to play both. It's Xhosa and Buddhist Tranquil Healing.
That's a killer track.
Yes, I'm losing you, Pops, here.
That's another one of those futuristic stuff, songs,
yes.
You know. And then the Whale Caller song, you know, the theme that you're about to play is from the movie The Whale Caller. About two and a half years ago, it won the Best African Movie. And Zola Maseko approached me and he asked me to write the score for the movie.
Yes.
And I wrote the full score for the full movie. I'd worked with him before on the Sarah Bartman
That's right,
documentary.
Yes.
The first one was called The Venus Hottentot.
Yes.
Me and Gloria Bosman did the score for that documentary. In fact, I spoke to Gloria about 2 months ago, and I said, listen, Gloria, we still have the soundtrack of Sarah Bartman. Let's have it released. And she agreed, so... You know, I'm a little bit slow on that one because I've been too busy with the other stuff, and
yes.
She's like putting pressure on me. Let's get that album out.
Yes.
And then we did another one, The Return. You remember when Sarah's body came back from
yes.
the France?
Yes.
So he approached me and he asked me to do the music for that one. And now the third one was The Whale Caller, the full length movie, which I'm quite. You know, I'm quite happy that he won his Best African film.
Yes.
And I have the audio to release the whole soundtrack of the movie.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. That makes it 41, Nikki.
41. There you go, Pops. We hadn't counted the soundtracks. Yes. Definitely yeah. Call for a party. Yeah. But let's hear these two. The Whale Caller theme song, Xhosa and Buddhist Tranquil Healing. First heard, thanks to Pops Mohammed, on The World Show tonight. What a beautiful album this forthcoming release is. It's called Tranquil.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Oh,
FM 95.9. Xhosa and Buddhist healing music. Wow, Pops Mohammed. You're on another level. You're on another level. Thank you so much for sharing these songs with us.
Yeah, that was a zone. I mean, when you do those kind of things, this meditational stuff.
Yes. It is completely.
Yeah, you don't just do it, man. You know, you have to be your mindset.
Yes.
You have to be in a different space. Like, I had put that song aside. I mean, we filmed this with these people. This is at the Buddhist church, the Buddhist temple.
Yes.
Outside Pretoria, the biggest Buddhist temple in Africa.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, where did you get these Buddhist chants? Yes, I've been to that temple. It's beautiful.
Yes. So there's two ladies there on this track. And then I've got this woman, Notini. She's doing that Xhosa chant. You know, and the bowl, the Xhosa bowl.
Yes.
So and these people, we filmed and it was featured on Southern Rhythms. But the series, the documentary, that's not how the music is. It's completely different. You know, it's seen in a traditional context.
Yes.
But I did the album after the series and I fused it together in this way.
Yes.
To come out. This is exactly. But if people have seen the documentary, they'll say, oh, yes, I remember this part, but it wasn't like this, you know.
Yes.
So I had to produce the CD in such a way that it becomes a listenable thing, album, you know. So this is the Xhosa and Buddhist Tranquil track, and that's where I got the title for the album, because the whole album leans towards tranquility, you know.
Yes.
Spirituality that deals with well-being and stuff like that.
Yes.
Actually sit down in a quiet room and have an interview with yourself. It's like having an interview with God.
Yes.
Looking at yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself lots of questions. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? So you need to be in that state of mind, like sort of cleanse yourself.
Yes.
Before you do attack a track like this, you know, because for me it's all spiritual, because what these people do are spiritual, same as the Xhosa people as well. To such an extent, when we were filming, they were very emotional of that particular day, and everything was done with respect.
Yes.
And I also had to cleanse myself in such a way to prepare myself to do this track. Like, you have to be in a zone, Pops. Seriously,
yes.
You can't just do this track. And that's exactly, and I love the way the track came out, you know?
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. And I love, you know, the fact that you speak about traveling across the globe, and you do in your music. You certainly do. In fact, I must take a moment earlier on. I missed these, but when I played Xhosa, I got some beautiful comments. David says, nostalgic, timeless music. Falitenjwa says, beautiful song. Sepiso says, natural. And I know there's a lot of other comments that are on Facebook.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. But thank you, Pops. You know, you are not only this just, what can I say, majestic and magical musician, but you're also a teacher. And I think that what you're doing with Through My Lens is just an extension of the work that you do through your music and through your interactions with those that you either work with or present your music to the audiences. And I thank you for this work, and I urge people to check out Through My Lens on Pops' Facebook page. I believe this is something that's going to go from strength to strength. And please do give your contributions as well. Support the musicians and support the creative endeavors of a true legend of our lifetimes, Pops Mohammed. But Pops,
and also,
yes.
I want to encourage people, even on other online concerts of local artists, you know.
Yes.
People should... I'm encouraging people to watch those shows of local artists, because really, really, I mean, that's the only way of earning money, you know, getting something.
Yes.
Even if you don't have much, but the little that you can do for this artist, contribute whatever you have, man. It's going to make a big difference in this person's life. Well, the other day, a musician, I won't mention his name, I'll just say what he said to me. He said to me that him and his wife and his children are drinking sugar water, warm sugar water, and brown bread every night.
Oh no, Pops.
To that extent. So therefore I say people must please support these online concerts of our local musicians. Yes. No matter whether you're black, white, brown, it doesn't matter. Everyone is in the same boat.
And you know, as you say that, Pops, the music is what's kept me going through these times. And I know it's what's kept so many people going through these times.
That's exactly.
You know, and we must
exactly
pay homage to that.
To yes. We want to comfort people with the music during COVID now as well. So it gives us a chance to be creative. And people by supporting all these concerts or online things, whatever it is, inspires the musicians to want to live, to want to recreate.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It's a very real survival issues in terms mm-hmm. of the industry are very, very real. And yet the artists keep doing these incredible offerings for us. But now, Pops, I'm going to end with a track. And I think I must be, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm probably the only person who's ever played this song on air or any of this album. And I'm so pleased to be playing it again today. And I'm even happier because you've told me that you are going to be releasing this album officially. Tell us, which was the collaboration.
Oh gosh, that makes it 42. Albums.
42. We keep the longer I chat with you, we're going to reach 50 soon. Yes. So this is Pops and Samia. Tell us a little bit about this project that you did with this incredible singer when she lived in Johannesburg.
Well, first of all, Samia is married to a guy who works for the World Bank.
Yes.
So they travel to different countries every 4 years, you know?
Yes.
So she's been living in South Africa for 3 years. And all that 3 years, she's been looking for me. She wanted to work with me or just meet me.
Yes.
And it took her such a long time. And then she met a friend of mine. They were just chatting. And she says, man, we only have a year left and I want to work with this musician. She's from Bangladesh, Samia.
Yes.
And the person asked who, and then she said her name. His name is Pops. And she says, oh, Pops just lives in the other street, just around the corner.
Yes. Wow.
And she couldn't believe it. So she called me and she said, Pops, I want to bring someone who wants to meet you. And okay, so they came around to my house and she says to me, her and her husband, that we've been looking for you for 3 long years. And we never even thought that you're just living in the following street.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So we became quite friends and she told me that she'd love to work with me. And she sang and she plays some indigenous Indian instruments. And she had the most incredible voice. Like, I just fell in love with this voice.
Yes.
Let alone her cooking, because she cooked that night in my house. Oh gosh, I'll never forget that food. It was so delicious. And so I said to her, okay, Samia, what I'm going to do, because you guys are leaving quite soon, I started creating tracks. I went into the studio, programmed the track, and then she would come and fetch the track, and she listens to just the backing track.
Yes.
And then she would write lyrics over it and calls me back and says, I'm ready. When she's ready, she comes, she lays down a track, her voice. And then by the time when she leaves, I give her another track. So we finished that album, say, within 6 or 7 weeks.
Yes, wow.
And then I started mixing the album. And after it was done, I gave you a copy.
That's right. And
it's almost 15 years ago, 15, 16, more than 15,
yes.
16 years ago.
And I have been getting into trouble every time I played it because everybody said, where can I get a copy of this album? So I'm so happy that you are going to officially release it.
I spoke to Samia. I mean, we always in touch, you know. And she was saying, "How are you doing, my brothers? They now in Washington D.C. You know, they just travel."
Yes.
And she says, "Bob, what are you going to do with our album Braids, man? I'm getting old." And I said, "I'm getting old as well."
Yes.
And I said, "Okay, we're dropping this album."
Yes.
There's been remixes done by a guy, Jim Wilson, I think. He was, I think he was a producer for Joan Armour Trading, but he had passed on, you know.
Yes.
But he did some amazing remixes, and they've never been played by, I know, and I think I should give you those remixes that he's done.
Please.
Just to represent his work.
Yes.
And it was meant for the Buddha Records, you know.
Yes.
So... Samia, that's how we finished the album.
Amazing.
Actually, and she will be coming to South Africa after COVID.
Yes.
And we'll be doing a live performance of the album Braids.
Fantastic.
Hopefully.
Well,
when it does happen.
Yes, I'm going to end this feature with this song featuring Pops and Samia. The album is called Braids, and we're going to hold you to it, Pops. Thank you.
Yes, okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today on The World Show. And I can't wait till you can come back into studio. And who knows, maybe it'll be the performance with Samia live on The World Show. Yes.
Well, with the technology, it's not impossible. Now we've got Zoom, we've got all these virtual rooms and all that.
Yes.
Just a phone call away and say, let's do something together. Me with the Kora this side and her in Washington, D.C. with the Tantura.
Yes.
And there we go.
There we go. Thank you for joining us, Pops. It's always a pleasure and an
honor.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, Nikki.
Okay.
You remember who was the first person you ever interviewed when you joined Kaya?
I can never forget. Thank goodness it was Pops Mohammed.
I
was so nervous.
You.
I was so, so nervous. It was my first interview, and thank goodness it was Pops because he holds the floor. And still, I feel like today we haven't finished.
The first time in Aix-en-Provence, in France.
That's right. And you put on that amazing show with Zena. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And again, it's a musical concert, but it's also a spiritual healing and an educational experience. And that, for me, is Pops Mohammed. Thank you, Pops, for joining us.
Thank you for having me once more.
Yes. And if the show wasn't ending, I'd keep you longer. But we'll catch up on the next time you join me on The World Show.
Yes, and definitely.
Please do, everybody, check out Pops's series Through My Lens on his Facebook page. Thank you, Pops. Here, coming up after this, Pops Mohammed and Samia, something very special.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.